Mr. President Designate, we fully align ourselves with the statement by the European Union and wish to underline several aspects of the discussion under this agenda item in our national capacity. At the outset, let me congratulate you upon your appointment as president of the upcoming review conference and assure you of Austria's fullest support in your tasks ahead. The Convention and its protocols are a key pillar of the disarmament, arms control, and non-proliferation architecture, as well as for international humanitarian law, and therefore deserves our full support and care. The CCW is a highly important platform for dialogue, deliberations, and negotiations in the sphere of multilateral disarmament. It is an instrument firmly rooted in the humanitarian spirit strongly present here in Geneva. At the pace of technological progress we currently face, it should be clear to everyone that such a forward-looking instrument is not only urgently needed, but requires sharpening. Austria is fully committed to the CCW and all its protocols. The current review process is a crucial opportunity to strengthen its implementation as well as to highlight the CCW's relevance in the context of international humanitarian law. We are determined to promote its universalization and call on all states not yet parties to the Convention to adhere to the Convention and its five protocols in the shortest possible time. Universalization is a shared obligation of all high contracting parties. Yet, during the last review cycle, progress on universalization was limited. In our view, the review conference should be used to discuss concrete measures on universalization. Mr. President Designate, as was mentioned by other delegations before and as one of our priorities for the work under the CCW, we need to reaffirm the importance of Protocol 3 and its provisions. The impact of incendiary weapons and the suffering and unacceptable humanitarian consequences inflicted by them are of utmost concern to us. It is our firm belief that the implementation of Protocol 3 should remain under firm review. In order to ensure a structured debate on the protocol, and it is important to re-establish a dedicated agenda item and the allocation of sufficient meeting time. In the course of our discussions, we support the deliberation of forward-looking and creative solutions to strengthen the implementation of this protocol and its universalization. Mr. President Designate, it will come as no surprise that we want to put a particular focus on the current process in the GGE laws. It is vital for our efforts' credibility that the GGE indeed produces useful, credible, and tangible results. The GGE is now in its decisive phase before submitting substantive recommendations to the review conference and therefore needs to redouble its efforts. We still have the unique opportunity to take action and prevent unintended consequences by starting to negotiate on a new protocol to draw the line between the acceptable and the unacceptable. It is in the hands of the CCW to ensure a minimum of human control over autonomous weapons and, ultimately, conflict. For Austria, it is a legal, ethical, and moral imperative that humans must remain in control over the weapons developed, deployed, and used in warfare. It is also necessary to put a special focus on the compliance of international humanitarian law as well as international human rights law. Mr. President, I would like to echo other delegations referring to mines other than anti-personnel mines. Austria shares the concern about the humanitarian impact and reiterates its support for addressing the issue within the CCW. Finally, we support all efforts to secure a more stable financial footing of the Convention. Financial obligations cannot be neglected. But at the same time, we need to stress that the administrative and procedural side of the Convention should not overburden the agenda of the review conference and leave us sufficient time to address substantive issues under the convention. I thank you for your attention.